Welcome back to Be Fluent in Russian Podcast. My name is Fedor and this is Talks with
Victoria, and this is podcast number.
I know the overall number is 151, but for us, I don't know. How is your Russian?
My Russian is going well, as usual. It's been a really long learning process because I have other things going on.
Yeah.
But I'm back. I'm starting Russian every day again. I'm back to my everyday routine. So it's getting better because, of course, we want a family in the future and I need to be fluent. Yeah. So there's no choice for me, guys.
Yeah. Well, 100%. Whenever we have kids, I'm not speaking English to them whatsoever.
Of course.
They have to learn Russian.
And I love that because I have friends where a parent is from a different country and my American friends don't speak their parents' native language. Yeah. To me, that is terrible. And they don't want to learn it.
Yeah.
Because it's too late now. They're older. Yeah. So
And then especially if we're going to be, well, one of us is going to be away from the family, regardless where we are.
100%.
And I think, okay, let's say if we are not in Russia and they don't speak Russian, they won't be able to connect to the Russian side and they will never feel welcomed.
Yeah. And that's why I know for sure they're going to learn English, Russian because of us and another language wherever we end up.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm a little bit afraid. Let's say like if we speak Russian at home and they have to speak English, let's say in school or something.
I'm not
Do you
afraid.
Think that their English will be less than English of other people?
Absolutely not, because I have one friend. She's not American. Mm-hmm. One parent is German and one parent is Spanish. We've been friends for, oh my gosh, as long as we've been together, almost 10 years. And she speaks both fluently. The only thing that she says that bothers her, and she speaks English. You've heard her. She speaks English, maybe not perfectly, but at a like decent rate. But she doesn't look German or Spanish. Or American. Well, so she said the only thing that bothers her about being mixed is that each country thinks she's a foreigner.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, okay, that's normal. Our kids will have the same. Yeah, like, who cares? True. You know?
Yeah. I just don't want them to be left out of either side. I think that it's important for a person to be okay with calling themselves, I'm American, or I'm Russian, or I'm German.
I mean, look at our other friend. I don't want to say her name, but our Russian friend, she's mixed, but she's not connected to her African side at all.
Right.
She identifies as Russian. So I feel like as long as we both speak our native languages, Russian, English, like in the house, they'll be fine. I'm more worried about me understanding you guys.
Yeah. There's, I know there's one family, is my relatives, like far, far relatives. Mm-hmm. They live in Canada and they're Russian. They moved when they were like in their 30s or something. And they have a kid. And they speak Russian at home, only Russian. And I was like, how does he speak English to his like kindergarten?
At school.
He speaks just fine.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that happens. I guess you kind of hear the other language a lot. And so you still acquire it regardless.
Yes. I think as long as you're integrated in that culture at home or at school, it's fine. I mean, babe, we have a lot of friends all over around the world. Think of our French friend who is Slavic and French. She wasn't connected to her Slavic side, so she speaks Russian with a French accent.
Right. So that's
what do you guys think about this?
If any of you have any experience or know any people who have experienced the same thing of bilingual kids, or you're yourself a bilingual kid, who knows? Just let us know so we won't be as worried. I think I just have to read up on that, like some studies or some books where people actually have gone through that.
Yeah,
because a lot
of
like questions that I have that I cannot figure out the answer to, you know?
So I just have to read it. I feel like it's going to be difficult for any mixed person, whatever you're mixed with, to try to really blend in with one culture.
Right.
But I think that's where people go wrong. They try to force them to be with one culture when they're both, which is so important for them to be proud of. So.
And maybe even when our kids are growing up, we have to tell them, you may not fit in anywhere because you're not solely one culture. You're both. And so you won't understand, let's say, the American side fully. You won't understand the Russian side fully. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe just being okay with not fully integrating is also part of the kind of been able to cope with that too. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Right. Well, let's speak some Russian. Okay. Do you have any questions? Because I know that you've been going through some prefixes.
My gosh, I'm always going back to prefixes. It's just za. All of the other, the easy ones. Let's start with this. Popery, easy.
Do you have any questions about that?
Yeah, I'm getting to
it. Oh, okay.
Za. When you use za to enter somewhere, mm-hmm. it's three differences that is just so difficult for me to comprehend.
Okay.
Za when you za hadid, mm-hmm. or like enter or going through. Mm-hmm. Why can't we just say I enter? Like I enter the party, I enter. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how in English we use enter
right.
with one meaning. Mm-hmm. But in Russian, it's like, is it completed action or not completed action? It
drives me crazy. So, za is not completed or incomplete action at all. Don't confuse prefixes with aspects.
Oh.
Za will be... Okay, we have... Have you learned v as a prefix?
Yeah.
Okay.
V, peri, po. Those are easy ones mm-hmm. that I can... Peri, spat, mm-hmm. po. What did I say?
There's poi, поехать.
Поесть.
Yeah.
These are very easy. But yeah. for some reason, za, it's just not sticking. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So, za with verbs of motion.
Yeah, right? Verbs of motion. That's okay, what I'm talking okay. about.
So, we have v and za. V is when we... Like, imagine this. Imagine there's like a building.
V magazine is
right.
easy.
No, the v magazine is a preposition. It's not a prefix.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, imagine there's like a building. And let's say входить. Yeah. And заходить. What's the difference between the two? Входить is you enter, and that's your main meaning, is that you enter the store.
And that's what I'm talking about, because in English, it's the same. You enter the store so with the main meaning or not.
Just think of the building and the doors.
Okay.
V is you just open the door and you came in. That's it. That's all that you want to convey.
Okay, give me a sentence with V.
For example, идет дождь, мне нужно войти в магазин.
Okay.
It's raining, I need to go enter the store.
Enter the store.
So I can just hide from the rain.
Okay.
Okay? Заходить is different. Заходить is to enter, and you kind of... That's not your main purpose of entering.
But how is that not my main purpose if I'm still entering the store?
Because заходить would be like, I step in, and I want to go in and buy something in the store. But the action of entering the store is not the main one. The main action is going to be you buying something.
So,
think of заходить as to stop by. Stop by.
Я понимаю. Хорошо. Я понимаю.
Go in. Mm-hmm. But входить is just to enter, really.
So, what if I want to enter a party and then leave? I would say, yeah, в.
Party is different because it's not an object. It's what is it called? Non-material thing? Like,
it's not living.
It's a thing that is not a like a building or location.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to parties, concerts, those are not objects. Okay. So we have other terms for that.
Oh my god!
So like okay. I came to the concert. Я пришел. So при would be used. Приходить. Приходить means to arrive somewhere, and приходить can be used for parties. It can be used for concerts. It can be used for non-object things where mm-hmm. we arrive. Mm-hmm. So I can say, "Я уже пришел. Ты где?"
I already arrived. Where are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Concert, party. You can actually talk about the parties. Let's say you and your friends come to the party. Different cars, different times, right?
Yeah.
So you call them. Я пришла. Вы где? I'm here. Where are you? I arrived. Where are you?
I wouldn't use я здесь.
You can say я здесь too.
Oh, okay.
But я здесь means I'm here. But пришла means...
I've been waiting.
No, I arrived. Oh. I was walking and I arrived. Now, okay. I cannot say я зашла. Cannot say я вошла. Because you have to say я зашла where? Place. Object.
Oh my god.
Physical thing.
Why didn't I ask you this sooner?
I don't know.
What the heck was I doing?
Because you wanted others to learn as well on the podcast? So,
brilliant,
we really have three prefixes with verbs of motion, v, za, and pri, that all kind of mean to enter, to come, in its broader meaning.
So, I would say, ya, za, v, no.
Za what? Verb.
Hold on. I want to say walk in. I don't know why I'm blanking.
Where? Just have a full sentence.
Okay. How do I say walked? I forgot. Why am I blanking?
Hadid?
Yeah. So, yeah, the Hadid.
Can't repeat that.
Yeah, the Hadid.
For past tense? Present tense?
Yeah, Zadil.
Zahaju.
Zahaju.
That's I'm entering. Хожу is present tense. Заходила can be past tense.
Yeah, заходила. Oh my gosh, I just blanked out. Yeah. Я заходила в... No. Why do I want to use в? Я заходила
в вечеринка. В is fine if it's a preposition, though.
Oh my gosh. Okay, you're right. Я заходила в вечеринка.
Again, you can now use заходила with non-object.
It's because I didn't open it. What if I say я заходила в дверь?
That's fine.
Вечеринка, because I'm opening the door.
Would you say I entered the door of the party?
No, it's strange.
Yeah. You can say я заходила в квартиру, где была вечеринка. I was entering a place where there was a party. But we don't really say it like that. You want to say I entered the party, right?
Yeah.
Я пришла. Я пришла.
Я пришла, but when would I use за? Yeah.
But not with вечеринка.
Yes.
With objects, apartments, houses, stores.
Я заходила в магазин.
Yeah, that's fine.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Objects. Okay.
Yeah.
Я заходила на машину. Or no?
No, you're not really entering. We say, I sit in a car. I sat in a car. Села. Села is going to be perfective. Садилась is imperfective.
I remember that.
So you can
that
say...
That was on the B-Fluent camp, guys.
You can say, for example, let's say we're getting ready, right? And then you say, I call you. Where are you? Я уже сел в машину.
I'm already sitting in the car.
I already sat in the car.
Oh, I already сел. Sat.
So like I was standing outside and I sat in. So it's like I'm entering the car, really, but I sat in it.
Okay.
So that's like we have a lot of different verbs for different actions and stuff
that
like that.
Is what...
That's why you have to like really talk about it and use Russian and... Listen to Russian because not all things will be able to be just simply translated and learned.
100%. I'm realizing that because I had a client and he spoke no English.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, okay, говори по-русски вместе. Mm-hmm. I said, what? How? But I understood him.
Mm-hmm.
But these specifics, when he was saying, I sat and did this,
mm-hmm.
I opened this, I said, what? And
yeah.
I translated and I felt like an idiot because it was just different. Tense. So anyway, yeah. Thank you for answering my question.
Yeah. You don't know when you will use a certain verb. Like, for example, to sit. We don't really use sit in the car. Like, I'm sitting in the car here, but I sat in the car. I already sat in the car. We could say, I got in the car.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So
exactly.
But that, trust me, the verb to get in English. Try to explain it to a Russian person.
I know,
I got in the car. Wait, I got some water, and then I got in the car. How does that connect even?
Mm-hmm.
How is that even the same verb?
100%. You know?
So that's why the spoken language is important. You have to speak, or at least, at the very least, listen and repeat what natives say.
Yes.
You can never predict how verbs work.
So true.
Давай, говорить?
Да, говори.
Как у тебя дела?
Хорошо, сегодня очень-очень-очень... Знат? Деня? No, wait. Снал? What's busy?
Занятой.
What?
We don't say busy day. Сегодня был, you can say, плотный.
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 День.
День.
Плотный means like dense. If you want to describe a day being busy, you can say, there's adjective занятой.
That's what I was thinking.
Я занята, but it's I'm busy. I cannot talk right now. Yes, but a busy day, we don't really have a busy day. You can say трудный день.
No, трудный, я знаю. Это
плотный день.
Плотный, плотный, because I didn't know that word.
And what else?
Сегодня плотный день.
Да.
Дела меня, потому что я работает очень много.
Работа?
Работала. Past tense. Работала очень много.
Что ты делала?
Обычно... Я проснулся.
Проснулась.
Проснулась. Я проснулась 5 часов.
В 5 часов.
5 часов
mm-hmm.
утром. И говорит очень много. Очень много.
У тебя были уроки?
Да, уроки. Шесть уроки.
Шесть уроков?
Да.
Ого.
Уже шесть уроков сегодня. Но иногда...
Иногда. You add an extra г. Иногда.
Иногда. О, я. Иногда. Когда у меня есть чуть-чуть время, я работаю. Я сделать... How do I say something fun?
Иногда. Делаю что-то.
Что-то.
Что-то веселое.
Делаю что-то веселое.
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 Веселое. А сегодня я смотреть...
Смотри.
Смотрю. Oh my gosh.
Смотрю. I'm watching or you watched?
No, not смотрела. Сегодня или обычно я смотрю много... Кухня-видео.
Кухня.
Кухня-видео, потому что я хочу изучать новое рецепт.
Кухня-ресторан? Кухня?
Нет.
Сериал-кухня?
Не сериал-кухня.
А что ты смотришь? Кухня?
YouTube-видео.
А, как готовить?
Да, готовить. Cooking-видео.
А, cooking.
Kitchen-видео.
Ты сказал кухня, да.
Извини.
Видео, you can say, видео... You can это сказать видео по кулинарии. Кулинарии, kind of. Кулинарии.
Кулинарии.
Because кулинария in Russian is anything cooking. Like in English we have culinary, but that's an adjective. Culinary school, culinary recipe, culinary something. But кулинария is like culinaries. I don't know.
Кулинари.
You can say видео по кулинарии or easier one, видео по готовке.
Видео по готовке или видео на говори. No.
Кулинарии.
Кулинарии.
Think of culinary.
Кулинарии. Потому что я хочу изучать очень много информации об этом.
Скажи еще раз информация. Изучать много информация.
Информация? What did I say?
Информация.
Потому что я хочу готовить все дела как scratch. I asked you this before.
Все...
Everything from scratch.
You can either say все сама.
Все сама.
Like all myself.
Да.
Or you can say все с нуля. From zero. С нуля.
С нуля.
С нуля.
С нуля.
Ля.
С нуля.
Да.
So I would say, я хочу готовить все
с нуля.
С нуля. Трудно. Все с нуля. Паста, пицца.
Да,
я
да,
уже
да.
готовила, но после вчера?
Позавчера.
После.
Позавчера.
После.
Позавчера.
Позавчера. Нет. После неделю. No, actually, I want to say last week, not yesterday.
На прошлой неделе.
На прошлой. My gosh. Прошлой.
Неделя.
Неделя.
Ты не знала это слово? Прошлая неделя?
I do. I just always forget this. It's difficult. Прошлой.
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 Неделя.
Неделя. Я готовила том-ям суп. Очень вкусно. Что ты думаешь, Федя?
Что я думаю?
Вкусно или...
Да, было вкусно. Было вкусно. Но том-ям очень трудно готовить с нуля. Потому что много ингредиентов, которые есть в Таиланде.
Да, конечно.
Я не думаю, что у нас есть эти ингредиенты.
Потому что я заказывала. Заказывала ингредиенты на онлайн. Да, и моя студентка.
Студентка.
Моя студентка сказала, Вик заказала на Amazon. Это серьезно. Тай кузин.
Настоящее.
Я сказала, супер.
Ну да, в Америке есть все.
Да, можно купить конечно, все. Это... Нет. Почти Америки все. Есть, но очень плохо ингредиент.
Нет. В Америке есть все. There's everything that is in America.
А, хорошо.
You can find anything in America.
Да, конечно, но иногда это
плохой ингредиент.
Очень плохо.
Да, качество плохое.
Очень.
Quality.
Да.
Да.
Но, может быть, скоро ты тоже готовить вместе.
Я уже готовлю сейчас.
Uh-huh.
Мне нравится готовить. Я готовлю чуть-чуть. Я готовлю только по рецептам. Only with the recipes.
Да, но очень вкусно.
Вкусно, но, знаешь, у меня есть рецепт, и я делаю все, что в этом рецепте. Как написано, так я делаю. Но мне хочется в будущем, чтобы я мог сам готовить. Чтобы я мог не читать рецепты, а просто я знаю, как готовить, я знаю, сколько нужно времени, какие нужны ингредиенты, и все. Например, как я готовлю сейчас рис. Спокойно, без проблем. Я готовлю без рецепта, разумеется, это очень просто.
Стул тоже.
Да, да, да. Ну и все. И, ну, это самые простые, конечно же, рецепты. Но я хочу в будущем научиться готовить трудные рецепты без рецепта.
Да.
Трудные блюда без рецепта.
Ага.
Чтобы я мог, ну, сам знать, что, как готовить, как будет вкусно, как будет невкусно.
И скоро. Так далее.
Ну, скоро. Я только сейчас начинаю.
Да, но потому что у тебя есть кулинарий джин.
А, гены.
Да, твой папа, мама, бабушка.
Папа мало готовил.
Ну, вкусно. Плов, ну, очень вкусно. Папа готовил.
Папа
плов.
Готовит блюда на огне. On fire.
О, да.
Мясо, плов, рыбу.
Угу. Курица. Все мясо.
Да, все мясо.
И
да.
Все мясо.
Да.
И мама, бабушка. Очень вкусно русский.
Да, да.
Я скучаешь.
Скучаю.
Я скучаю это.
По этому. Я скучаю по space этому.
Я скучаю по этому.
Угу. Not like по этому, that's why.
That's what I was gonna say. What do you mean that's why?
No. Да, я тоже, я тоже. Но мне нужно научиться готовить русские блюда.
Да.
Я хочу, чтобы где бы мы ни жили, regardless of where we live,
да.
Чтобы мы могли питаться, чтобы мы могли готовить русские блюда.
Да, русские блюда. И тоже я хочу изучать французский еда, потому что когда...
Эскарго?
Да, конечно! Изабелла, скажи историю, когда в Франции эскарго очень вкусно, и, может быть, в следующее время можно говорить об этом в Швейцарии,
можно,
Германии. Нужно,
да.
Потому что это важно.
Да,
давай.
Да, мы были во Франции, и я заказал эскарго. Это по-русски улитки. Улитки – это эскарго.
Улитки? Да. Ты видишь, как улитки.
Вика говорит, нет, я не буду есть, не хочу. Она боялась, но я заказал и дал Вике попробовать. Вика говорит, о, как вкусно. Да, и все, теперь Вика тоже любит эскаргот.
Да, потому что это выглядишь как некрасивый и как мягкий сов.
Мягкий, да.
Мягкий. Странный. Но очень вкусно.
Да.
Я думаю, нужно пробую.
Да. That's it, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Victoria. Good job. Молодец. And if you want to learn more, of course, Be Fluent is your friend. Check it out with the first link in the description. We have a course, Russian Step by Step, that will take care of your listening and speaking so that you can actually do the things that we said you should do when it comes to speaking or listening to learn the true Russian and not just some book Russian. Check it out with the first link in the description. We have a 7-day free trial for you to actually try it out and see if you like it or not. That's it. See you all next time.
Пока-пока.